Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
it's tough. Let God arise. Let his enemies be scattered. Let those also who hate him flee before him. As smoke is driven away, so drive them away. As wax melts before the fire, so let the wicked perish in the presence of God. But let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God. Yes, let them rejoice exceedingly. Sing to God. Sing praises to his name. Extol. Or lift him up. Praise him who rides on the clouds. By his name, Yah. And rejoice before him. A father of the fatherless. A defender of the widows. Is God in his holy habitation? God sets the solitary in families. He brings out those who are bound into prosperity. Thank you for that. But the rebellious dwell in a dry land. Oh God, when you went out before the people, when you marched through the wilderness, the earth shook. The heavens also dropped rain at the presence of God. Sinai itself was moved at the presence of God, the God of Israel. You, O God, sent a plentiful rain whereby you conform your inheritance. When it was weary, your congregation dwelled in it. You, O God, provided from your goodness for the poor. God gave the word. Great was the company of those who proclaimed it. Kings of armies flee. They flee. And she also remains at home, divides the spoils. Though you lie down among the sheepfold, yet you will be like the wings of a dove covered with silver and her feathers with yellow gold. When the Almighty scatters kings in it, it was white as snow in Zalmon. A mountain of God is the mountain of Bashan. A mountain of many peaks is the mountain of Bashan. Why do you fume within thee, you mountains of many peaks? This is the mountain which God desires to dwell in. Yes, God will dwell in it forever. The chariots of God are 20,000, even thousands of thousands. God among them, God is among them as in Sinai, in the holy place. You have ascended on high. You have led captivity captive. You have received gifts among men, even among the rebellious, that the Lord God might dwell there. Blessed be God, who daily loads us with benefits, the God of our salvation. Our God is God of salvation, and the God belong escapes from death. I think that should be God alone escapes from death, but maybe I'm wrong. Let me read it as it should be read. Verse 20, our God is the God of salvation, and to God, God belong escapes from death. But God will wound the head of his enemies, the hairy scalp of the one who still goes on in his trespasses. So that was the devil, I'm thinking. God, I will bring back from Bashan. I will bring them back from the depths of the sea, that your foot may crush them in blood, and the tongues of your dogs may have their portion from your enemies. They have seen your possessions, O God, the possession of my God, my King, into the sanctuary. The singers went before, the players on instruments followed afterwards. Among them were the maidens playing timbrels. That's like a tambourine. God bless the congregations, the Lord from the fountain of Israel. There is little Benjamin, their leader, the prince, that's P-R-I-N-C-E-S, of Judah and their rulers and their company, the prince of Zebulun and the prince of Naphtali. Your God has commanded your strength. Strengthen, O God, what you have done for us because of your temple at Jerusalem. Kings will bring presents to you. Rebuke me to criticize or to reprove sharply. Rebuke the beasts of the reeds, the herds of bulls, with the calves of people, till everyone submits themselves with pieces of silver. Scatter the people who delight in war. Envoys are messengers, will come out of Egypt. Ethiopia will quickly stretch out her hands to God. Sing to God, you kingdoms of the earth. Oh, sing praises to God, to him who rides on the heaven of heavens, which were of old. Indeed, he sends out his voice, a mighty voice. Ascribe strength to God, and his strength is in the clouds. Oh God, you are more awesome than your holy places. The God of Israel is he who gives strength and power to his people. Blessed be God. I have read to you in its entirety Psalm 68, the glory of God in his goodness to Israel. See, let's have a word of prayer. You pray as I pray. Whatever your prayer is, you pray it to our Father in heaven. Our Father in heaven, thank you for this day. It's a beautiful, sunshiny day right now in the city of Detroit, Michigan. As always, Father God, thank you for keeping natural disasters away from Detroit, Michigan, your blessed city. We should thank you for sending Jesus, for your son and the prophets to provide us sheep with instructions of how to get into your kingdom, into paradise. As always, Father God, we thank you for sane, sound mind, for courage, for excellent health, our family, for love, patience, wealth, education, and prosperity in all things in your son's name. Amen. This is the Feed My Sheep show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. Happy Sabbath, everybody. Sabbath is observed starting Friday evening, sunset, and ending Saturday evening or sunset. You sheep who have been following me for a while, you know to have your New King James Version of the Bible, your pen or your pencil, paper or your notebook, and a cold glass of water. Follow me. We are going to go into the book of Isaiah, and we're going to pick up reading where we left off. No, as a matter of fact, I think I'm going to go up to verse 15. We left off in beginning of verse 18. We are in the book of Isaiah, chapter 22, and we're going to start today's reading at verse 15 of chapter 22, Isaiah. It's the judgment on Shebna. Let's read. Thus says the Lord God of hosts, go, proceed to this steward. And a steward is one who manages over your property, or your money, your bank account, maybe your entire household, to Shebna, who is over the house, and say, what have you here? And whom have you here? What have you here that you have hewn a sepulcher? And a sepulcher is a cut-out grave or a tomb. As he who hews himself a sepulcher on high, whose caves are tombs for himself in a rock. Indeed, God will throw you away violently, O mighty man, and will surely seize you. Verse 18. And will surely turn violently and toss you like a ball into a large country. There you shall die, and there your glorious chariots shall be the shame of your master's house. So I will give you out. Excuse me. Let's read verse 19 again. So I will drive you out of your office, and from your position he will put you down. Then it shall be in that day that I will call my servant Eliakim, the son of Hilkiah. I will clothe him with your robe and strengthen him with your belt. I will commit your responsibility into his hand. He shall be a father to the inhabitants of Jerusalem and to the house of Judah. The key of the house of David I will lay on his shoulder, so he shall open and no one shall shut, and he shall shut and no one shall open. I will fasten him as a peg. A peg is a pin in a secure means firm place, and he will become a glorious throne to his father's house. They will hang on him all the glory of his father's house, the offspring and the issue, the vessels of small quality, from the cups to all the pitchers. And that day, says God of hosts, the peg that is fastened in the secure place will be removed and be cut down and fall, and the burden that was on it will be cut off, for God has spoken. Let's read chapter 23, Proclamation Against Tyre. The burden against Tyre is spelled T-Y-R-E. Well, you ships of Tarshish, for it is laid waste. So there is no house, to no harbor. Let me read that again. So there is no house, no harbor. From the land of Cyprus, it is revealed to them. Be still. Another word for still is silent. Be silent, you inhabitants of the coastland, you merchants of Sidon, or it's spelled S-I-D-O-N. I could say Sidon. Whom those who cross the seas have filled, and on great waters the grain of Shihor. The harvest of the river is her revenue, and she is a marketplace for the nations. Verse 4, be ashamed of Sidon, for the sea has spoken, the strength of the sea, saying, I do not labor, nor bring forth children, nor do I rear young men, nor bring up virgins. When the report comes to Egypt, they also will be in agony. Agony is anguish at the report of Tyre. Cross over to Tarshish. Well, you inhabitants of the coastland, is this your joyous city, whose antiquity is from ancient days? Antiquity just means old. It's a relic. Those who carry her far off to sojourn, and sojourn means to live or stay in another land, who has taken this counsel against Tyre, the crowning city, whose merchants are prince, P-R-I-N-C-E-S. A prince is like a male ruler. Who traders are the honorable on the earth. The God of hosts has proposed it, to bring to dishonor the pride of all glory, and to bring into contempt. Contempt means disgrace. All the honorable of the earth. Overflow through your land like the river, O daughter of Tarshish. There is no more strength. He stretched out his hand over the sea. He shook the kingdom. God has given the commandment against Canaan to destroy its strongholds. And strongholds are structures. And he said, you will rejoice no more, O you oppressed virgin, daughter of Siddim, S-I-D-O-N. Arise, cross over to Cyprus. There also you will have no rest. Behold, the land of the Chaldeans, this people which was not Assyria, founded in the wild beasts of the desert. They set up its tower. They raised up its palaces and brought it to ruin. Well, you ships of Tarshish, for your strength is laid waste. Now it shall come to pass in that day that Tyre will be forgotten 70 years, according to the days of the king, according to the days of one king. At the end of 70 years, it will happen to Tyre, as in the song of the harlot. Take a harp. Go about the city, you forgotten hollow. Make sweet melody. Sing many songs, that you may be remembered. And it shall be at the end of 70 years that God will visit Tyre. She will return to her pay and commit fornication. You know, fornication is sexual intercourse with a man and between a man and a woman who are not married to each other. And commit fornication with the kingdoms of the world on the face of the earth. Her gain and her pay will be set apart for God, but it will not be treasured nor laid up. For her gain will be for those who dwell before God to eat sufficiently and for fine clothing. That brings us to the end of chapter 23. Let's start reading chapter 24, the impending judgment on the earth. Chapter 24, Isaiah, verse 1. Behold, God makes the earth empty and makes it waste. Distorts means to twist out of shape something. Distorts its surface and scatters abroad its inhabitants. So the people are going to leave certain parts of the earth. And it shall be as with the people, so with the priest, as with the servant, so with his master, as with the maid, so with her mistress, as with the buyer, so with the seller, as with the lender, so with the borrower, as with the creditor, so with the debtor. The land shall be entirely emptied and utterly plundered, for God has spoken this word. The earth mourns and fades away. The world languishes and fades away. Languish means to weaken. The haughty people of the earth languishes. The earth is also defiled under its inhabitants because they have transgressed. Transgress means violated the law, the laws, okay? They're violating the laws of God. Change the ordinance. Let me read verse 5 again. The earth is also defiled under its inhabitants because they have transgressed or violated the laws, changed the ordinance, broken the everlasting covenant. And recently, in the United States of America, they approved same-sex marriage in certain places. And I hope the state of Michigan will honor God's covenant and never allow such. Let's pick up at reading at verse 6. Therefore, the curse has devoured the earth. Oh, my goodness. I'm thinking something I would not say. And those who dwell in it are desolate. That means that they are forsaken. Therefore, the inhabitants or desolate, I'm saying forsaken. And let me move on. Therefore, the inhabitants of the earth are burned, and few men are left. The new wine fails, the vine languishes, languishes. That means that they waste away or they weaken. And I am going to stop here at verse 8. It said, all the merry-hearted men sigh. Let's have a closing word of prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for this day and for your constant protection of keeping the evil one away from us, sheep. In your son's name I pray, amen. Remember, sheep, take our Father God with you everywhere you go. If it's God's will, I will be back with you next time. I want you to get the book, How to Eat and Live Longer by Dr. Reginald Eadie. You can find that at www.eatandlivelonger.com. And then I want you to go to Amazon.com and purchase my two books. My name is spelled Sondra Harris. I want you to purchase The Broken Plant, that's a children's whodunit book, as well as The Passing. I need to buy myself another computer, among other things. So, helpless, a season out. Remember, God loves you, and I love you, but God loves you more than I. Come back, listen to me next time, next Saturday morning at 8 a.m. I will be changing my schedule after next week, and I'll tell you more about that. Bye for now.